Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, May 25th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the 1 Million Men March organized by ZANU-PF in Harare today.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
The service of the people. If the people feel I should go, I go. But as long as I feel I can serve the people and I can do my best, as I have done in the past, I will do my best, and then when time comes, fine, I go.
It's a solidarity march with our President, His Excellency, President Robert Mugabe. We stand behind him, supporting him for his policy. It's just a reaffirmation of our commitment towards his leadership.
This is not just a ZANU-PF march, it's a national march where we see people from, you know, despite one's political affinity, coming together to support President Robert Mugabe's leadership.
Youth empowerment. The majority of Zimbabweans vanga vari kusafa. And we know, as our president, Sechimiro chavo from the onset, youth. Because we are the future of this country.
President Jordan still is cut. So I see a Kubonga Loko and the Jabula Kul, Uti Sibela, that Siabonga Kul, and Jabula Bantungala, Uti Sibela Langa Elis and Amsanji, Langa Lama, my youth is Pegu President Jordan, the Senzraga, Serapa, into Zonga's Rambarase, Hulan Tinga Kuma in your foot, Yabonga Loko, Ilanga Leli, say Angas, say, Silbon and me. So in Tanduruti, Amaya, Yuti, Ungela, a Jabule, Elanga, Elam Sanj. I'm feeling 7 o'clock. I have one still good to Laban to Gakul, Labotaban to Ungi in Timber by Jabula, Labanga Jabuli, and as Muma, hey, and look to Ringa Corner. I want to kind of Jabula, but Jabula.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are talking about ZANU-PF's 1 Million Men March. You can connect us on Facebook right now as we are live streaming. You can also find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
President Robert Mugabe told his supporters that he would not relinquish power and accused those angling to succeed him of committing treason.
Some factions in the ruling party want to succeed the Zimbabwean leader, who has been in power for 36 years.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yebohambe, Zulukanda Balingali, chona njani, lapelikona, kuna hapo, ngamakaya, tina hapa lochonga, siyapila sivili okwa makama. Ye, esikuka ngako ulamtanje, ikono kuchengisela, wantu kona eHarare lapho abantu akade betshengisela khona ukuthi bathakazelela umbuso kaPresident Robert Mugabe. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kubandla leZANU-PF bakhona abalwayo, kube khona labanye abakade bengafuni ukuthi bekhona ngale kutshengiseleni lamhlanje. Abanye bangona abakhangelela ukuthi ngalaba kuthiwa ngama-veterans abalwela ilizwe leZimbabwe. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe likubona njani khonoku. Funani khona manje nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, Jonga.
Hongu Gibbs nasi anzi vanhu vanga vari mavhu nemarara muguta reHarare vachifora nemigwagwa vachirakidza kutsigira kwavo mutungamiri webato reZANU PF uye vari mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakaronga chirongwa ichi vaichidaidza kuti 1 million men march. Hatizoziva hedu kuti mavhu nemarara anonzi apinda mumigwagwa asvika here pamirioni, asi panga paine mapoka eZANU PF anosanganisira vakarwa hondo yerusununguko, vemadzimai, vechidiki nevamwe vari muhurumende. Tinozva kuti vanga varipo, asi shoko hombe rataurwa navamugabe nderekuti aiwaka ndichiri panyanga vachitsinirawo zvakare kuti kune vari kukakavadzana mubato Gibbs. Hanzi aiwa nyaya yekuti munge muchikakavadzana, muri kutopara mhosva yekupandukira nyika kana kupandukira mukuru wenyika. Itreason iyoyo, munogona enda kujeri.
So lo mongameli laiute usakhona kaindawo abantu nqabe mvotela ejonga
ndizvozvo
kuti vele ufuna kuti abehlale khona nqabe mvotela nqabe ngasamfuni abamtshela chai pansi but utokwa manje ukukumele phela sesikhundleni kuti usakhona
ndozvavataura vamugabe hanzi kana aive mutungamiri wekuBritain uko vatoni Blair andakavaudzana kuti chengeta nyika yako indochengeta yangu kuAmerica vakaita zvimwe chete nhasi vadzokorora zvakare kuti aiwa ini ndakasarudzwa navana veZimbabwe. Vamwe vanoti chienda vakafanana nemapato yemDC nevamwe hanzawo kwawo dzavo itsitsi here dzekuti tichienda vanozorora.
You still remember the famous saying, Blair, keep your England.
Yeah, I keep my Zimbabwe.
I'm trying to mimic him. I'll try, but it's difficult, man. So now we've got our first guest, Mr. George Mkwananzi, who is an independent, who is the deputy spokesperson of the People's Democratic Party. We also have Mr. Kazira Chirumanzi, a ZANU PF activist. Now, Jonga, can you pose the first question?
Totanga nekuchingamidza vadare ma square sei. Hello, vamkwananzi na vachirumanzu, ma square sei. Sichonile sikona. Ndotanga hangu nekuisa mvunzo kuna vachirumanzi kuti urongwa wataona nhasi mungati here nemaonero enyu hwabudirira zvanga zvichitarisirwa kuitwa.
Urongwa hwabudirira because mayupika aratidza kuti vanoda mukuru wavo vazviratidza kuna maZimbabwe vechidiki kuti chinombonzi Africa Day chii. Saka namavonerero tiona kuti zvino zvaro zvanga zvakarongeka.
Maybe the same question in English. Mr. Chirumanzu, do you think that this match was a success?
Of course, it was very successful because we had thousands from each province converging at Robert Mugabe Square in Harare. So that was a sign of political maturity, and it also shows that our youth are mature. They now know who is supposed to be in charge in Zimbabwe, and it is a sign that the elders would do sleepy, you know, restful, knowing that this country will never be a colony again, and no one can would ring them.
Gibbs.
And Mr. Mkwananzi, as you are hearing Mr. Chirumanzu, he's saying that the match was a great success. Do you agree with him?
Well, I don't know what figure they had set as a target, but as far as I've heard, it was 1 million. And the numbers of people, despite the fact that they were quite substantial, that poured into the streets of Harare, were a far cry from that 1 million that was expected. So for anyone to baptize that lie and say that it was a success, I think it really undermines political integrity. You know, for a party that sets such a target and then gets something that is equivalent to 10% of what they expected. So I don't think it was a success at all.
Mr. Chirumanzu, before this match, there were reports of people being forced to attend and also contribute to this event, with some reports that some buses were also sourced from schools that were forced to release these buses to ferry ZANU PF members to Harare. What do you have to say about this?
Well, of course, that kind of reportage is from people who are against the ZANU-PF. There is no school whatsoever in Zimbabwe that can be forced to loan its bus to any organization without the willing. And remember, schools, at school, in most cases, we expect to be having the youth. And remember, in politics, all schools, they have got, the school representative council who are one way or the other belonging to these other organizations, political parties, and so forth. So if we conclude that, buses from schools, were hired by ZANU-PF, so what it means is that all schools belong to ZANU-PF, for those students.
Yeah, so let's read some messages on Facebook right now as we are live streaming. There's some messages that are coming in, and there's some that we actually got from Facebook before coming to the show, after asking people to post anything of their choice. So let's hear what people are saying. There's Ntunga's Alex Chuma, who says, "Esh, we have a long way to go, and I just see poor people just singing loud, and is everything okay in Zimbabwe?" And then Dwayne says, we can't be fooled, guys. This is a very, very big shame. Gilbert T. Matemba says, "What a shame. Our nation is really cursed." Then the same thing it was said by Malcolm Brown, who says, "Eish, this must be an uneducated people who have been seriously brainwashed by ZANU-PF." We also have Josiah Mute, who says, "We are in perpetual resistance against the white mob. We have the country, and so what are we looking for? Why are we demonstrating to show support for the president? Against who?" And then we've got Fungai Dube, who says, "In support of poverty, jobless, curable diseases, and so forth." So I think that these people are actually demonstrating for nothing. Then Skala Ndlovu says, "Who are we fooling here? Every youth that was demonstrating today is totally jobless." Let me cross over to you, Chonga, on WhatsApp.
WhatsApp, we have from Baklendi, who says, "I notice on ZBC it's not million but thousands marching in solidarity with President Mugabe. So there was exaggerated figures." Then he also went on to say it was a million men forced the march because President Mugabe has destroyed Zimbabwe. No one with the right senses would march for him from Pietersburg in Durban. That's where he is. Then there's also Philip, who says, It's a waste of time to go and march for President Mugabe to stay in the office instead of marching to tell him to step down. Then we have Temba, who says, "I feel sorry for all who attended the Million March. The hunger, the thirsty, the dust, the long unfruitful journey back home, the lost hours of self-work just to elevate some few youths." Then we have Cleo, who says, "Mari yavashandisa pamillion men march iyoyo vachaidemba regai tione kwazvinosvika. Handiti vevechidiki vadzokera mudzimba dzavo kunotamba nhamo zvakare." Then I think the last one is Zenzo, who says, "The so-called million men march just a waste of time instead of doing real business to push forward the country. For the time being, we can
and
make
do with this." And I think we've got a caller right now.
Yes, we have Mukoma Clemens Varukwekwe. Mukoma Magadi. Ndirimupenyu Mukoma, kana muri pedyo ne radio dzorai zvishoma volume re radio.
Okay, radio ndapisa ndaidzima.
Aiwa musadzima kava munya varida kukunzwai muchitaura asingosudurukai kubva pa radio.
All right, okay, it's okay, guys, sudurukai.
Ehe. Chiti taurirai manga muri ku here ku 1 million men. Asi muchiri ndichirikunzwa radio yenyu. Kana kuti phone yenyu ikunetsa.
Ah, ndokupomei phone iri kubuda ra radio ndabva pazi paini.
All right, taurai tinzwe manga muri ku here ku Harare.
Ndingatambise nguva yangu ndichida ku 1 million machisa nebasa rezi ndina zvandombondipa here mungoma jonga.
Saka zvii zvamunoda kutaurira vana veZimbabwe?
Mukoma, nyaya yaitika iyoyi yandibvadza zvokuti ndikushaya kuti tozviita sei. 1 million yaitaugwa iyoyi haitosviki kana pahafu pavanhu vanga variko, nekuti vanhu vanga vachimanikidziwa kuti vaende ikoko. Kana muchitora mabhazi echikoro muchiti kwanzi handei munoita kuti vanhu vedu vawande, takuma kuseni seni chako kuma5 vanga vachiridza kuti vachitsvaka vanhu, akashaiwa vanhu vakazonoita vanhu vokuti irinenge razara ngarichibuda apapeti vakatora mahara togara tinoita kuti kwanzi tiinde kunoona 1 million isina zvatinotipa 600,000 vashandisa ede vatoshandisa pazhinde pari kufuwa nenzara apa handiti zvingare zvatibatsira
aiwa maita basa mukoma regai tichanzwa kune vamwe vateereri pamwe chete nenyanzvi dzatiinadzo dziri kukurukura tina vachiri mumhanzi navageorge mukwananzi regai tisvitse kune vadare kuti nyaya yenyu yakamira sei asi timbonzwa kune mumwe muteereri tisati tadzokera kuna vachiri mumhanzi navamukwananzi
amafuchani besitini lapo munomzana ngesikiwa
Okay, he is saying that instead of using that or spending that $600,000 on this match, mm-hmm. it should have been channeled to some useful projects for mm-hmm. the youths. Very soon they will be maybe thinking of that as a waste because mm-hmm. They are not going to produce anything from this match instead of wasting that $600,000.
Mm-hmm. I guess okay. Umfundisi Mhlanga okhala eZimba. Baba Mhlanga unjani?
Ngikona kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiphile kakhulu Mhlanga. Ubone njani konke okwenzakale eHarare?
Wena mfowethu ngibona waphila lokhu kugula kwabantu baseZimbabwe impela. Kona manje ngisenyusile kuthiwa iBotswana ikhanselele isikwelede se-1 million esehlule ukusibhadala. Mara kusukuyemali ezisetshenziswayo ekudlaleni. Oqala ngibona ngathi kunomoya ovuzayo kuleli lizwe obambanisa abantu abantwana baseZimbabwe ingqondo. Angibona ukuthi kunomuntu ongavumela ingane yakhe isiyamashala mfowethu phakathi kweduwele esinalo ngalolu hlobo.
Ye, kodwa akuncedi yini? Akuncedi yini Mhlanga? Hayi siyakuzwa ke jiyela ke ilizwe umbiko ofuna ukwethula khona lapho ngathini
ngithi kungazali emuntwini ongumzali ovumele ingane yakhe isiyamashela ukuhlupheka ingane zingasebenzi umzali onjani osuke yena zelo nengane yakhe
siyabonga
kulusizi lokho njengokuthi uNkulunkulu angangenelela angangenelela kule ndawo asikhulile kulelijibhithe esikulo
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Emhlanga khona ngapho ke usigcinela amacimbi siyabuya ngeni langa
okay
ngiyesibonga kakhulu that was umfundisi Mhlanga he was saying this is a complete waste of time you know and he says at the end of the day you know people are not supposed to be coerced into some of these kind of issues and he says God should intervene here because there's a crisis in Zimbabwe yeah He is very unhappy.
Maybe we can throw a question to Mr. Chirumanzi. Yes. Chirumanzi, you just heard from our callers and also those who wrote on Facebook and WhatsApp to us. All are saying this is a waste of time and some are saying they should have raised or fundraised for humanitarian causes instead of using this $600,000 to march in support of someone they've already voted into office. What's your reaction to this?
Well, it is very normal for every individual to come up with his or her own opinion. Maybe let me use the analog of the Bible, where Moses led the people from the hardship to the land of honey and so forth. That was Moses. And then later on, it was Joshua who took the people to the promised land. And they were fools within the Jewish community. The same applies with Zimbabwe. We also have met with people who do not have an iota of what politics is all about, who do not even know who they are, but they are only interested in complaining. Zimbabwe is a country full with the resources, and if blacks were united in order to solve their own problems, we could be very far. But as long as we have people like the race you have been quoting on WhatsApp and so forth, it means they don't even have an idea of trying to help themselves. So this is an issue. And sometimes, you know, I end up not having words to describe the kind of people we have in Zimbabwe.
today, Zimbabwe is renowned as a country with well-educated people, but it is this education that is misplaced. We still want to be carbon copies of other countries instead of solving our own problems in our own unique way. So there is nothing we can do with the crybabies. The revolution continues with those who are dedicated to solve the Zimbabwean problem.
Mr. Mkwananzi, can you chip in there?
So, well, it does not matter how many people turned up to demonstrate or march. But what is quite clear is that it is a senseless and illogical event that does not reflect the current affairs in Zimbabwe. If you get 10,000 people, whether they were 10 or 20, marching in support of a dictator who has been there for 36 years, who has destroyed a country that was the hope of Africa, who has made a country that was proud to become such a humiliated, a bunch of people. It's a country that doesn't even have its currency. And then you get people who will then go and march and say that they support that kind of thing. I mean, it does not make sense. I actually think that it did not come out of their free volition. These people were coerced. These are the people who were forced marched to go there. There were a lot of pressures that must have been exerted to them one way or the other to go there and show that, damn squib. Otherwise, you never get sane people who would celebrate, the life of their tormentor and, celebrate even their experiences, tormented people. It just doesn't make sense.
Right. Let's take two callers right now. Let's go for Piri first, then we go to Mr. Mwale.
Tina mkoma Piri wariku DRC, mkoma Magadi. Aiwa, tiro wapenyu. Tinofara kuti muri kutibata muri ku DRC. Mungatudza kuti zvizva mungada kutaura pamusoro peurongwa hwaitika nhasi hwekupinda mumigwagwa kwaitwa nevatsigiri veZANU PF.
Kutaura chokwadi mwana wamai misodzi yangu kutaura kunoku iri kuti yakatojenga maziso angu akatojenga misodzi tinoona tiri kutambura tiri kunze kunoku kumasango kunoku tine shuviro yekuti dai tichishanda tiri kunyika kwedu tichiriritirawo mhuri dzedu tichionawo sende dzakatibereka dziri kumamisha but tiri kukundikana tichigara mumasango kudai sehatikutira yozoona mumwe munhu achiunganidza achitaura kuti ndiri nani ndishure pachigaro nekuda kwekuti vanhu vakamusarudza vanhu vakamusarudza ndaanani uye zvokurova vanhu unotakura vanhu kungaona namaendigaro wenyu sena ana mutare dadibas uchienda navo kuharare kuti vanoita 1 million march so ndiri vekunzi kuti pamari shomanani yawanoita munyika muunganidze mutengere vanhu chikafu vanhu vari kusasa kuna ana masvingi vari kusasa all over the country.
Saka imi muri kuti pane muri kuti pane chakaipa here imi mukoma Piri kuti vanhu vatsigire zvavo mutungamiri wavo vavanoda zvakafanana nemi kumusha kwenyu munogona kungoti rwendo runotoda kungoita hedu pati tichitandadza sekuru vedu vatiinavo kana baba vedu kana tete pane chakaipa here ipapo zvamaita henyu mumusha menyu
ichisu chatiri kuti chakaipa ndechokumanikidza vanhu usatore vanhu kana wataura kuti iwewe tikuda rai deedzera kuti tikuda rani vanhu vanoda vouya vasingade voredza kuuya kwete kuti misika yesora yakavharwa iriyo ndiwo mabasa acho ari kuraramisa vanhu zoreva kuti zuva ranhasi rese vanhu havana chavashanda ndo chinongotirwadza kuti usamanikidza vanhu ita zvinhu zvako zvakangoanewe kwete zvouda
onga rega tivapindure vari kutibatai
makadaro mupindurwe navachirumhanzu.
Muzimbabwe nemukoma kana munin'ina uri kuDRC usataura zvinhu zvausingazivi kana kuda kupembedza zvinhu zvausingazivi. Ndiani amanikidzwa kuuya? Ava vanhu vavuya ndeve youth, madzimai, main wing, vanoda ZANU PF. Usataura nema zvinhu zvausingazivi uchiti vanhu vakamanikidzwa. Pano munhu angamanikidzwa angapinda mubazi asingazivi? zvingaitike here this world kana iwe wakadai ungamarikidzwa iko ku DRC koro kudzishanda usingadi kana kuti wakaenda ku DRC uchindotsvaga wachudza kuti handisida kuenda ku Mozambique handisida kuenda ku Malawi ende iye zvino uri kuti uri kushanda kunze kwenyika what's wrong kushanda kunze kwenyika kana uchiwana mari ndidzo njere dzawakapiwa nezanu PF government inotungamirirwa navamugabe nekuti a Zimbabwean is educated to work internationally
ndikubatei muromo gataure hadzisi njere dzandakapohwa nezanu PF kuuya kuno asi kuti inhamo nhamo yandakapohwa nezanu PF inoita kuti ndisiye mukadzi nevana ndana mbuya
kana ndichiti njere ndinoreva kuti you were educated to know kuti unofanira kuva nepassport wadaro uri educated yokuziva kuti ndinokwanisa kutsvaga basa and I hope by now kana uri ku DRC maybe you are now in a position to talk in Lingala or in any Zarian language where you are. That alone is that capacity of mastering other languages. It is based of education. How many DRC members are in Zimbabwe or are in South Africa? This is the issue. But with the Zimbabweans, we are all over the world. It's because of education.
Vachiromanzi namukoma piri. Mukoma piri. Rambai muripo Gibson nemwe muteererika. Rambai muripo mukoma piri tigodzoka kwamuri mese navachiromanzi.
Yes, lo munumzana ke Urapson Mwale okurangale ke Ejozi baba Mwale ungachona njani?
Ah, sonile ba.
Iphosa lako ba.
Yeah. Ai ngiyashela. Kanti unu ubaba uChirumanzi uyini ongwayezana ke?
Yeah, wezana sibi.
Oh. Ai ngiyadopa kancane noma ngingazazi ulimi lakhe. Kodwa mina ngihlekiswa ukuthi iminyaka yonke le izabe ngabona ukuthi iba ngayenza leyo 1 million. I 1 million imali leyo sisiba namhlanje ilizwe lingasela lodo.
So
ngimangazayo le.
Ehhe, wena ufuna ukuthi bangenzi lutho?
Ndipindure.
Mala kancane, mala. Mala kancane baba Katsile. Eh, Chirumanzi. Ye, kubeka mali.
Ye, ngichukuthi imali kayikho, yikho sokwenza i 1 million namhlanje. Kudlalisa imali kuthiwa u president siyamazi kudala waba khona. Angeke zwethiwa namhlanje yikho sokuqala ukuthi kudlalisa imali. Iveli ngekho kanti.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. So usuqedile khona uza kuphendula ke. Ulalele uhambe ku Facebook live streamer khona uzambuza sekuphendula so kwamanje sathi kumbe siye kuye simuzi ukuthi angathini baba Chirumanzi mpendule kancane
you know ndiri kuti ni ndoramba ichidzokorodza ongobe maybe anyway isindebele sami ngiyasihlula kancane
changeskiwa mpendulo
ikona izi abantu vangakhulumi izinto vangawaziyo kuti zihamba njani nxa wena ungavi umuntu wezanu PF ungakhulumeli izinto zezanu PF imali that was spent ngabantu bezanu PF so what is your problem if umuntu angathi namhlanje ufuna ukudla nandozi wena don't complain
baba uChirumanzi
awumbuze futhi kazwa umpinde futhi
uyangizwa
umpinde futhi
ngiyakuzwa baba uChirumanzi ukuthi ngona leyo mali ngabe liyisebenzisa ukuthi nabantu bedlebelale bedlile ngoba kule ndlala enkulu laphezweni noma ingezana uPF donate ngubani kodwa izana uPF iyona esembusweni babu Chirumanzi
yeah so kona poke ngamafutshane mwale la ubambe futhi sina abantu abaningi ababambile baba Chirumanzi
isetshenziswe kukuhaya amabhasi
Mr. Chirumanzi can you hold on there
ngeyabantu bezana
uPF hold your fire Mr. Chirumanzi hold your fire wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners as we are now only streaming live on our websites and Facebook this is Kip Stube in Washington DC. So Mr. Chirumanzi and Mr. Mkwananzi and the two callers can hold on there.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Join us shortly.